Happy Saturday, friends. Is it me or is it wild that we're already in November? If you're anything like me, you're probably reflecting on this year and all the ups and downs and the in-betweens, right? In my reflecting, I noticed that there were a lot of times this year where I just didn't quite get it all the way in some areas. And I realized that also in reflecting, we can ponder on the areas where we stumbled and fell more than we can focus on the good or even how good can turn or even how God can turn those same areas around for our good as well. In this, I began to ask God to teach me because I'm not going to lie, I'm his daughter that be doing too much sometimes. And I'm a little hard-headed, all with good intentions though. I've spent a lot of time punishing myself with my thoughts or even my words for areas where I either disobeyed God or just didn't fully listen to him. And after being tired of myself, I began to change my approach. And so I've been going to God as a child who goes to their parents for help and support. I've been asking him to be or teach me how to be the very things that I've lacked in these earthly roles. How many times have we tried to figure out things on our own without God's wisdom? We don't tend to get very far, at least I don't. In asking God to be the things that I lacked, I realized that this whole time I wasn't really lacking anything because all I had to do was ask my Father to begin with. It's something about knowing, but also living on who God calls you. Even though I know he calls me daughter, it was difficult when I finally understood what that meant and looked like. Also actually feeling like his daughter in the natural and spiritual and believing it is what hits differently. It changes the whole dynamic, and so now I don't approach God as a Christian. I approach him as his daughter, and it's such an amazing exchange and relationship. We often hear that God is everything that we need, but I learned that there's no substance in that if we truly don't believe. Of course, we can know these things, right? As I'm writing this, I often think to myself, like, how did you not know or experience this? And these are what seem to be such simple things, and you've known God your whole life. The truth of the matter is that these experiences, maturity, understanding, and revelation of who God is in these very moments are how we tend to not, or in some aspects, how we tend to experience the fullness of God. The things I experience in my life now, even spiritually, aren't even close to the same experiences that I've gone through or witnessed 2 years ago. It's all about growing in Christ. I say all that to say, God is such a great father because, this year, I was truly doing the most in every aspect and in every area. And I know God was sitting there like, my daughter, fighting the urge to just push me out of my own way. You know, at least that's what I imagine. But what I also know, though, is that as much as I get in my way, God still has patience with me. He was still patient with me. He helped me, he corrected me, and chastised me. And most of all, he showed me grace and mercy. When I realized that God created me with the personality, the desires, the character, the mindset, etc., the way that he did, it's because all of these things are a part of him. I'm made in his image, and he's teaching me how to cultivate these things about myself in the best way and in a positive way so that I don't keep making the same choices that puts me in a dead end, but so that I can be better. Better to him, better for me, better for my future, and better for my now. So my prayer today is that we approach God in the manner and what we need, rather that's a friend, teacher, father, coach, mentor, therapist, brother, financial advisor, doctor, lawyer, judge, etc. I pray that we will approach him as such and that we will believe that he truly is what we need and that we will experience him being everything we need and more. I pray that God will continue to guide us and lead us into the place where we are confident in him, knowing that above all else, we are his sons and daughters. With love, yours truly, Ev.